Henry Badenoch's rebuffed approach to the United Kingdom and Independence Party. No, sorry, what's it called? Reform UK these days. The Nigel Farage fan club. Anyhow, so Mrs. Badenoch, a leader of Her Majesty's most loyal opposition, said that the Conservative Party would be willing to form coalitions at local level with Reform UK, because the local elections are imminent. In some of England, they take place on the first Thursday in May. Now, they would be in more local council areas, but the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, has delayed them in many places because they're shaking up local government. Sometimes you have a borough council and several boroughs make up a county, but there's some places where there's unitary authority, and the unitary authority combines borough councils and county councils. All very complicated. Who does what, which level of local government? Councils provide alternative education for those with severe special educational needs, for instance, I think. And then the borough councils in charge of bin collection and so on. Councils and counties in charge of libraries, and the boroughs in charge of cycle lanes and so forth. Now, that's where South Britain would have been having these elections first Thursday in May, and some counties in South Britain are. North Britain, Northern Ireland, Wales, other times, I'm not quite sure when. Anyhow, so Mrs. Badenoch, she probably should have put out the feelers to Reform UK and asked them behind the scenes, are you amenable to this? Because she was immediately publicly rebuffed, which is quite a humiliation. That people are calling her just so Badenoch. Badenoch? I think it's Badenoch, as in she's such a terrible leader. I mean, I don't think she's that bad. I don't think she's outstanding. She took over under rather less than propitious circumstances, and maybe a somewhat faltering start, but not unpromising. And people say she's got 1 year left to save her leadership. Will she lead the Conservatives into the next general election? I think there's maybe a 50% chance of that. One thing is the Tories have found out that swapping leader every year is not a great idea. Let's not do that. And who else would want a bit of a poison chalice at the moment? But Mrs. Badenoch said the Conservative Party will definitely not go into coalition with Reform UK at Westminster level, because the opinion polls have Reform UK ahead in some polls for the local elections, even for voting intention, were there a Westminster election tomorrow. So imagine that the Conservatives could form a government, but only if they had Reform UK on their side, would they bring in the coalition or indeed confidence and supply. And she's saying they absolutely wouldn't. But anyway, that is very academic, because I really cannot see the Conservative Party winning the next election after a massive defeat that annus horribilis 2024 is at least a two-term project for the Conservative Party to get back into office. Number one, I think, is see off Reform UK. Only then number two would be defeat Labour. And I don't see that happening in 2028, the likely year of the next Westminster election, or 2032. I think it's unlikely. 2036, I mean, who can say at that point? Might be beyond that. This is assuming, by the way, that elections happen every 4 years. I know it's a five-year electoral term, but governments, if things are going all right, they usually call the election ahead of schedule. So I think that was a misstep, saying that she would form these coalitions at local level. Now, two or more parties working together is not uncommon in local elections. There are plenty of councils which has no overall control, where Labour and the Liberal Democrats quite often collaborate. Could be Labour and the Greens, Liberal Democrats and Greens, Conservatives have cooperated with other parties, and so on. So why not Reform UK? There are roughly 20,000 local councils in the United Kingdom. Now, Reform UK has got over 100 of them, chiefly because they've defected from other parties, in almost every case in the Conservative Party. And Reform UK made almost no effort at the locals last year. That was May 2024, and a general election was thought to be imminent, and indeed was called very soon after that, and the Conservative Party performed abysmally. Sunak did it for various reasons. He thought the situation might get even worse, or the locals weren't that bad from a Conservative perspective. What else about these ones? So Farage saying, well, we're going to win the next Westminster election. And looking at the opinion polls, there is some chance that's true. But I mean, I don't think it will happen, and they won't even be a major party. They got 5 seats at the moment, but I mean, they're almost certainly going to go up in seats, even if only to 10 or something. But eventually implode. So there's a lot of disaffection from the Labour Party. People are disillusioned that Labour's made things worse in some ways. There have been a few minor improvements. Even, you know, the people who didn't strike for a while, the transport workers, the teachers and so on, they're running out of patience. More strikes being talked about already, like at Gatwick Airport, and railway workers not at the moment, doctors and nurses not at the moment. Teachers was just sort of a vote bank for Labour in the state sector. Goodness. Anyway, Mrs. Badenoch saying no electoral pact with Reform UK either. Some conservatives say, well, you know, you'd look at Reform UK's share of the vote and the Conservative share of the vote, and it'd be enough to form a government, to win outright. And what could you do? Say, okay, if there's a sitting Reform UK MP, the Conservatives will not run against him, and it is him in all five cases, and try and say to Reform UK, you don't stand against sitting Conservative MPs. How about target seats? Whichever one of you is best placed to unseat Labour or the Liberal Democrats, the SNP, the Greens, Plaid Cymru, you stand. So in Northeast England, if Reform UK came second to Labour, Reform UK would field a candidate, the Conservatives would not, and vice versa. If there's a seat where the Conservatives are likely to defeat the Liberal Democrats in Wales, the Conservatives would put forward a candidate and Reform UK would not. But that would look feeble. Now, Reform UK, I think, you know, 30% of the opinion polls and some polls, I mean, that's their ceiling. I didn't think they actually get that high in the general election, partly because of Trumpism. And Farage has made some efforts to distance himself from Trump, who's increasingly unhinged. And this tariff war, trade war he's releasing on the world, so-called Liberation Day, is very bad news, betraying Ukraine, trying to wreck NATO, and. The toxicity of Trump really limits Reform UK's appeal. But OK, Trump is not a Reform UK candidate, but Reform UK is somewhat associated with his brand. Reform UK saying we can be the government. But I mean, as I say, I don't think they can. They're a sort of cry of pain from people who are really rancorously disappointed with the mainstream parties, Labour, the Conservatives. But, you know, some policies will come to fruition by the next time for the Labour Party. So they might even slightly gain in vote share, but whether they're going to lose is somewhat to the Greens on the extreme left, the Liberal Democrats, even some swing voters going back to the Conservatives. But the Conservatives think they can't be too associated with Reform UK because that will lose the middle ground. They'll no longer be taken seriously. The natural party of government, Hal Wilson said the trouble was the Tories were the natural party government and Labour was to replace them as the natural party of government. That would be seen to be cowardly and pathetic. So that's why the Conservatives, I mean, must not do that. But the dilemma for the Tory party is how they're going to do the splits. How are they going to appeal enough to the floating voters as well as win some people back from Reform UK? Suella Braverman, not a woman I quote with approbation over much, but she said there's no route back for the Conservative Party unless it wins back a substantial number of Reform UK voters. She's correct. Of course, plenty of Reform UK voters didn't vote at all in many previous elections. So they've tapped into those people, usually from low educational achievement, low socioeconomic status, who were fed up with the whole system, so were disengaged from politics and didn't vote for a few electoral cycles, just like Trump got some people to vote who don't usually vote. So they just go back to their apathy. That will help the mainstream parties and particularly the Conservatives. They tend to be older working class white males in Eastern England. I mean, so them dying off, okay, that is happening at rather a slow rate. Reform UK is still going to be a significant party in 10 years. Is it going to be significant in 20 years? I really don't know. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.